Welcome to the To Kill a Mockingbird podcast for Chapter 12. If you notice, this podcast is a little bit different and the music has changed in the beginning. That is, there is no music in the beginning. There will be music again starting with tomorrow, Friday, February 10th's podcast. In Chapter 12, there are many things you need to know, starting with the fact that 12, 13, and 14 are the chapters in which you are introduced to the new characters in the story. These characters will be an integral part to the second half of the story, and especially in the court case with Tom Robinson. There are extreme social skills justified in these three chapters. Chapter 13, Alexandria moves in to help the children learn who they really are. But the question is, who knows who they really are? Does she? She has an idea, and she tries to force that on them, but is that the real Jem and the real Scout? In Chapter 12, we notice that Jem really does change a lot. He has the most evident change, changing from a selfish, willful, somewhat deceitful child to a near adult with Atticus's values in him. He can be seen as changed in Calpurnia's eyes when she calls him Mr. Jem from now on. You might also want to look at the context of company in the story, as at first the only company we saw was Walter Cunningham coming over for lunch and pouring syrup on everything, and now we have a new kind of company, the kids being brought to Cal's church. It's a tough scene with a righteous anger on Lula's side, but Lee makes it clear that we are not to sympathize with Lula, but Lula's sarcastic question, "Yeah, and I reckon use company at the Finch House during the week," is based in fact. We need to know who Reverend Sykes is, and it's interesting to see that Atticus has called the Ewells absolute trash. And what is absolute trash, as opposed to just regular trash? Secrets and hypocrisies are built up once again, as the slant is put on the idea of hiding your best qualities, when Cal says she doesn't want her speech to make her appear arrogant towards her friends. What does that mean? Do we change our speech around our friends? Does she want to hide something? What is she hiding? What is her secret? That's about it for Chapter 12. It's a very short chapter, and it builds more on characters than it does anything else. If you have any questions, once again, please call the number to the right of this page, which starts with 206. It's on the right-hand side. Call that, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.